As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Get Pete Walker a cold one. His Blue Jays survive as they mix and match the pitching staff. Matt Shoemaker, TJ Zoik, Patrick Murphy, Wilmer Font, Shun Yamaguchi, and especially that ninth inning, thinking about what to do as the New York Yankees pick up three runs late against the Blue Jays. But it doesn't matter. The Blue Jays had big run support early in this one, erupting for nine runs in a matter of 18 batters that came to the plate between the third and the fourth inning. They blow out the New York Yankees 11-5 tonight. Welcome to the postgame show. It's being brought to you by your Ontario Honda dealers. With the loss, the New York Yankees have now dropped back-to-back ball games, and they still have won 10 out of the last 12. The Blue Jays, with the win, are getting back on track. They've now won four times out of the last 12 ball games as they look for momentum in this final full week of play in the regular season. Yankees with the loss are now 31-23. Blue Jays with the win, 28-26. Toronto, 11 runs, 13 hits, and one error at the plate tonight. They went 7-for-14 with runners in scoring position, leaving six men on base. Blue Jays had a couple of home runs. Randall Grichuk homers for the first time in 20 games. It's his 10th, and Alejandro Kirk has his first in the big leagues. For New York, 5 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors at the plate. Yankees went 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position, leaving 7 men on base. Mike King started for the Yankees. He loses it for New York. He's 1-2 on the season. Lasted 2 2/3 in the spot start. Charged with 5 runs, all earned on 5 hits. He didn't walk but one and struck out 6. Bullpen picked it up from there. Matt Shoemaker activated off the injured list today. Went through 3 innings in the start. Allowed 1 run on 3 hits. He walked a pair and struck out 1. Tremendous relief by TJ Zoik, retiring 10 of 12 to face him over 3 1/3. Gave up 1 hit. It scored 1 run. There was 1 walk in the 12 batters that he faced. TJ Zoik wins his second decision in the major leagues. He's 1-0 here in 2020. Patrick Murphy, Wilmer Font, Shun Yamaguchi all pitching out of the bullpen before the Blue Jays locked up an 11-5 win over the New York Yankees that lasted 3 hours and 56 minutes tonight. Blue Jays get the victory. We'll talk about our play of the game and our player of the game on the other side of the break. We continue with the postgame show as you listen to Blue Jays baseball powered by Jack Links over the Sportsnet Radio Network.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
The Blue Jays will post an 11-5 victory over the New York Yankees, opening up the final homestand and a 4-game series against the Bronx Bombers. Welcome back to Baseball Control with Mike Wilner. I'm Ben Wagner. It's time for our player of the game and the play of the game. And my goodness, did we ever have a litter to pick from in this broadcast tonight? I mean, a 5-run third inning, a 4-run fourth inning, and in each of them, the Blue Jays got 9 men to the plate. But on a night, when you reference things that happened in the 1930s, on a night where you reference the great Ivan Pudge Rodriguez, on a night that you've got the youngest catcher in franchise history coming through after nearly hitting his first home run in the major leagues back in the 5th inning, it did net him a base hit. He was 3-for-3. Alejandro Kirk, no doubt, stole the show tonight with what he did in the 7th inning.
0-1 pitch is hit high in the air, deep to right field. Back goes Judge, looking up. It's gone! Alejandro Kirk with his first home run in the major leagues to cap a 4-for-4 night. He goes the other way, and he makes it 11-2 Blue Jays in the bottom of the 7th.
What a moment for Alejandro Kirk, and what a moment for that young dugout as well, erupting and celebrating the firsts as they continue to just pile on for the Toronto Blue Jays. Alejandro Kirk, youngest catcher in franchise history to hit a home run at 21 years of age, the youngest big league catcher to homer in the major league since Deonner Navarro did it in 2005. He is the first and youngest catcher at 21 years of age to have four hits in a ball game since Ivan Pudge Rodriguez back in 1991. All the accolades tonight for Alejandro Kirk.
And there's even more first 21-year-old catcher to have a four-hit game that included a home run since 1934. And when you add Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s two doubles and a triple tonight, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Alejandro Kirk, the first pair of 21-year-old teammates with at least three hits, two of which were for extra bases in the same game, since July 23rd, 1939, when Ted Williams and former Blue Jay coach Bobby Doerr did it, and those two guys are in the Hall of Fame. What an incredible night tonight, mostly for Alejandro Kirk, but for the Blue Jays in general.
For the Blue Jays in general, they come back salvaging a game on that road trip, let alone in the series at Philadelphia. And Bo Bichette said it so succinctly earlier today, too. They're trying to build momentum, get everybody moving in the right direction, forget about what the last couple of weeks have been like, and continue to move forward. And nights like tonight, with those eruptions, that glee that we saw from Vladdy at times, Alejandro Kirk, and even Randall Grichuk, that looked like he took a sigh of relief when he went opposite field with his home run tonight. Those are the type of things that the Blue Jays were talking about before the ballgame today.
Look, there are people who are listening to us who on Saturday thought the Blue Jays weren't going to win another game this season. That's not the way baseball works, and the way they have climbed out of it, a 9-run lead going into the ninth, regardless of the final score, they look terrific tonight against a team that just absolutely pasted them only a week ago.
Time for our player of the game, Mike.
I mean, we've been singing the praises of Alejandro Kirk. I have a feeling he's the guy. Got to mention Vlad with the two doubles and the twilight triple, but three RBIs, and TJ Zoik, who does an unbelievable job of long relief. You know, he comes in with a 5-1 lead and you're not sure, is that safe? 5-1 it's not enough against the New York Yankees, and he comes in and he retires nine guys in a row, gets him into the seventh inning. He did a phenomenal job. I'm still giving it to Kirk, but a phenomenal job by TJ Zoik.
I'm giving it to TJ Zoik because even at 5-1, this ball game is not over. You're not sure. The Blue Jays did get more runs, and the Yankees were stopped in large part because of the sensational pitching of TJ Zoik tonight. That's the best we've seen him in the major leagues.
One trip through the order, one ball hit out of the infield, and it was caught over those first three innings, allowing the Blue Jays to build the lead from 5-1 to 10-1 by the time he gave up a hit.
Good returns from somebody that we've heard about the last couple of weeks throwing really well at the alternate training site in Rochester, and you wondered if he would ever get a chance to showcase it. Being a long man, essentially in this 60-game season, he was just used as an insurance policy if there was an emergency, and here he is in a non-emergency situation, just somebody that you knew you would need to lean on because Matt Shoemaker was going to give you four innings max, and you were hoping to equal that with TJ Zoik.
Yeah, they use him with a game hanging in the balance, and he comes up huge.
Blue Jays win it 11-5 over the New York Yankees. We're back after this with the final word. You're listening to Blue Jays Baseball and the post-game show being brought to you by your Ontario Honda dealers. This is Blue Jays Baseball powered by Jack Links on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
That's going to do it for us here at Baseball Control in Toronto. Blue Jays 11 and the New York Yankees 5. And been serving notice in the first of this four-game series that this is not the same team that they just slapped around last week in the Bronx. But tomorrow, the Blue Jays have to deal with Gerrit Cole.
A little bit different of a scenario. Not a spot starter. Rookie coming out of the bullpen, Gerrit Cole has been really, really good his last handful of times, and he was really, really good against the Toronto Blue Jays just his last time on the mound. Gerrit Cole's got some good stuff. Gerrit Cole and Masahiro Tanaka, that combination the Blue Jays are going to have to face in this series alone. And for Aaron Boone and the Yankees, Those are the two guys you want throwing the best down the stretch, and they are.
Yeah, seven innings of three-hitter for Gerrit Cole against the Blue Jays last week in the Bronx. They'll take them on in Salem Field. And this is a chance. I know we're not expecting Tanner Roark to go six or seven innings, but this is a chance for Tanner Roark to say, hey, I belong on that playoff roster in the first round.
I think he's pitching for a spot on the playoff roster, especially on the first round where they're going to look at high-leverage arms and what they can give you and not necessarily need to carry too many long men. It's not that type of a series. It's a best of three. And really, you're hoping you only have to plan for two games, not three games. And Tanner Roark, right now, can make his case tomorrow night.
He'll get the start. We'll be on the air at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Tanner Roark against Gerrit Cole as the Blue Jays look to take another one from the Yankees after winning 11-5 tonight. You've been listening to Blue Jays Baseball, powered by Jack Link. Send hunger down to the minors and feed your wild side. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. For Ben Wagner, for Tom Young, for Sho Ali, I'm Mike Wilner. Blue Jays beat the Yankees 11-5. See you tomorrow.